Minutes before 8 a.m., this is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 35 degrees under overcast skies. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. The Sitka School District went looking for teachers over the weekend. Three administrators from Sitka traveled to the Seattle area to attend job fairs full of applicants hoping to teach in Alaska. Casey Demert is principal of Kikujihin Elementary School. He says there are 14 positions open in Sitka schools, including four at Keet, which serves grades 2 through 5.
We're at a point now in Sitka where we are really starting to have turnover with some of our more seasoned veteran teachers, and being able to bring in young teachers who can still get some mentoring and learn from some of those older teachers is important too.
Demert, along with Blatchley Principal Ben White and Special Education Director Mandy Evans, attended two different job fairs. The first was a large event in Tacoma, open to districts across the Northwest, and the second was a smaller event only for Alaska districts. That second event was put on by Alaska Teacher Placement, which is a program run by the University of Alaska system. It acts as a gateway for applicants hoping to work in the state. Tony McFadden manages the teacher placement program. She says districts do look inside Alaska for people to teach Alaskan children.
The problem is we have a greater need for teachers than what our state is producing. And we have a need for teachers to go to our rural communities. While we might have teachers that are very willing to stay in Fairbanks if they went to UAF, or stay in Anchorage if they went to UAA, finding people who are willing and excited to go to our rural communities is really more of a challenge.
Sitka was among 17 Alaska school districts participating in Saturday's job fair. The state as a whole has about 55 school districts, employing more than 8,100 teachers. Information on teaching jobs in Alaska is available at alaskateacher.org. Well, it was a roller derby weekend around Southeast. Here in Sitka, the Sitka Sound Slayers debuted their skills in public for the first time Saturday evening, scrimmaging before a standing room only crowd at the Hame Center. The Slayers have been organized for about a year. They fielded two teams, plus the full complement of officials required to referee a bout. In Ketchikan, the Rainforest Roller Girls likewise have been building their team's size and strength for about a year. They had their second local bout on Sunday. KRBD's Emily Files caught up with them at a recent practice and sent this story.
Sledgehammer, Geeking Havoc, Glitter Grenade, Kamikaze, Mafrika, Kimmy the Cannibal. These are some of the derby names of the Ketchikan Rainforest Roller Girls. I'll let Tiffany Pickrell, aka Geeking Havoc, explain.
Your derby name is kind of your alter ego or your power persona. When we are on the track, we get to be who we really want to be.
Tiffany is like most of the other derby girls. She was not a roller skating pro when she joined the team.
I hadn't roller skated since I was in the single digits.
Now she spins laps around the Saxman Community Center gym in her Wonder Woman outfit. They say it is not as easy as it looks.
I mean, it's hard work. Your heart gets pumping really hard. Your legs get tired. Yeah. It is physically difficult.
That's Seawolf, regular name Dawn Rowwolf. You can tell how intense the game can be when you look at all of the protective gear the women wear. Neon mouth guards, sticker-covered helmets, elbow and knee pads. If you've never seen a roller derby match, here's a quick summary.
There are two teams, typically with sets of five players each. The one player with the star on her helmet is called the jammer. She is the point scorer, and it is her job to try to fight her way through the pack while the opposing team's blockers try to keep her from getting through. For every blocker on the opposing team that she passes, that's 1 point. So she tries to get through as quickly as she can.
The roller girls are all at different skill levels. For example, it's Jamie King's second practice.
I was like, man, I'm falling a lot. And they're like, oh, you'll get better. It'll be great. Everybody, you know, each person saying, oh, it was 6 months ago I was skating and I was falling.
Larissa Hammer, or Sledgehammer, has been on the team for almost a year. Here's what it was like for her starting out.
You just show up every day and you suck at it. You suck at what you're doing and you just keep doing it anyway.
This
it's definitely a challenging sport in that very few people can come out and be good at it right away. There's a lot of falling. There's a lot of, physical challenges. But it's great to see the mental toughness in the women that are coming out.
Malika Brunette, a.k.a. Mafrika, is one of the founding members of the Ketchikan Roller Girls. She, Jill Walker, and Stephanie Sanguinetti decided to start a roller derby team in late 2012.
Stephanie had played roller derby, and we thought, well, I think Ketchikan is gritty and tough, and it's got a lot of women who are into something like this, so I thought we'd give it a go.
Here's one of the main reasons they wanted to start the team.
You know, there's just kind of a limited amount of athletic opportunities for adult women in Ketchikan, especially teams for just women. And I think there's a camaraderie that you get on with being in a team, an all-female team, and that's something that you don't quite get being on co-ed team.
In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.
And a study released last week by the University of Wisconsin concluded that Sitka is the second healthiest community in the state of Alaska, behind Juneau. Researchers looked at smoking rates, access to exercise, and education levels, among other factors. The results of the study were a shot in the arm to Juneau, which, frankly, seems a little more sedentary and bureaucratic than Sitka. However, local health professionals are now more motivated than ever to improve our fitness. KCAW's Robert Woolsey spoke with Cindy Edwards, director of the Hame Center, to learn what can be done to put Sitka on top.
Well, yeah, I mean, a fraction of a point. That is so minuscule. So I do believe that we could do something about it. Like, bikers, you should not oil your chains. Just keep those chains on your bike rusty, because you'll burn at least 30 more calories an hour riding a chain that's never been oiled.
That's good advice. That's easy to follow in Sitka. What else? Is this just a matter of trying to lose? Is that what we're trying to do here, just burn a little bit more than the legislators in Juneau?
I don't think so. I think it's more than that. I think it's overall health, using all of your muscles, like, for example, your face muscles. You could not wear sunglasses on these sunny days, and squinting burns more calories than not squinting, right? And that's really good for your face muscles.
Yeah, if we're going to be number one, you've got to make sacrifices. What else?
Yeah, and they're challenging. These are challenging things. Like when you order a latte or a mocha, that's not a lot of heavy liquid. Just get the grande. The grande is much heavier, and you'll burn at least 10 more calories when you lift that heavier cup and maybe even reach out and lift and back before you drink out of that mug.
I really wish I had a cup to pick up.
We could have done 10 right there, Robert. Both arms, though. Be sure you use both arms because you don't want to be too buff on one side.
Okay, balanced when you're drinking that latte.
Very balanced, yeah.
What else?
I think that the professionals say that we burn 10 more calories an hour by walking backwards. So guys whose hats are already flipped around, you're already halfway there. When you wear those backwards flipped hats, you're on the way, man. So flip those hats around and walk backwards.
Well, that's right. Guys whose hats are turned around are walking forward with their heads, even when they're walking backwards. I get it.
And I think, last but not least, I think everyone listening right now just needs to drop, give me 20 push-ups right where you are. This is for community pride. You're going to get down right now, get strong core, arms out to the side. You can have the hands out a little wider for a little easier, but we're going for 10. You ready?
Are we just 10 or 20?
At least 10 on your toes, and then you could do 10 on your knees if you need to. But we're going for 20 total. Every single person listening at this very moment in time.
Okay.
Okay,
yep.
We're all down. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Push. 8, 9. Breathe. 10. Halfway. 11. 12. Are you there, Robert?
13, I'm here. I'm with you.
14. Come on. 15. 16. 17. Push. 18. 19. One more. 20. Breathe it out. Healthier Sitka. Hey, don't you think we just met a fraction of a point right there?
I think they might score us up. We might have just done it today.
Way to go, Sitka.
And way to go, Cindy. Cindy Edwards is the director of the Hames Center. Cindy, thanks for taking this opportunity to help make Sitka a healthier community.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much.
As soon as you catch your breath, Sitka, on this April 1st, you can visit our website, kcaw.org, for links to past stories about what many consider to be one of the greatest April Fool's pranks ever, the eruption of the Mount Edgecumbe volcano. Sitka legend Porky Bakar masterminded that event, which took place on a sunny morning exactly 40 years ago. Well, that's all for Raven News for this morning. We're coming up on 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. You can listen to or read most Raven News stories again on our website, kcaw.org. To read comments on our stories on Facebook, click on the Facebook link. You don't need a registration or login. And to have KCAW News headlines tweeted directly to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, click on the Twitter link.